This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Crime costs both victims and society a great deal, but the cost is much more than we realize. Professor Walter Williams documents the unappreciated crime costs that especially hit black residents in low-income neighborhoods. Thousands of black Americans are murdered each year in cities like Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, St. Louis, and Philadelphia. He documents that in over 90% of the time, the perpetrator was also black. Crime also imposes a hefty tax on people in those neighborhoods who can least afford it. Residents must bear the time cost and other cost of having to shop outside of their neighborhoods. There are few supermarkets in high-crime, low-income neighborhoods, which are often referred to as food deserts. Delivery companies routinely leave packages on the doorstep of homes in low-crime neighborhoods. They wouldn't dare do that in high-crime neighborhoods. Taxi drivers fearing robberies in these dangerous neighborhoods often refuse to accept telephone calls for home pickups. You might wonder why black people in these areas often fail to report crime to law enforcement. First, many of them have a deep mistrust of police. Second, there is also the real fear of reprisals by black criminals. He calls it the stop snitching principle. Reporting a crime or criminal can have serious repercussions. Criminals often have little fear of being brought to justice. He reports that less than 1% of murderers are ever charged. Walter Williams concludes that many of the problems in the black community in previous decades were due to racial discrimination. He concludes that the problems today are due to high illegitimacy, family breakdown, and unsafe communities. That's why I believe that the best solutions must come from churches and faith-based organizations. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.